So you can, you, the homeowner, can help safeguard Morris by being scrupulous about where you get your firewood.
Yeah, that's, well, it's really not that big of a step to take to make sure we're not doing it. Just find out where your firewood's coming from.
And, right.
Because we obviously don't want, we want to keep these bugs away as far, right, far as we can, you know.
And like in Morris, some the you might pick up a bundle of firewood at a gas station, and there are ways that you can treat firewood, hardwood firewood, drying it to a certain temperature, and that should be on the package of firewood that you buy. It should be certified that it's been treated properly so that it will not disperse emerald ash borer. Seems like I was going to say something else. So now I think the best thing to do is also look in your yard and see if you have ash trees that you like. And if you do, then think about, you know, how maybe start setting aside a little money so that when emerald ash borer gets here, you have your ash tree fund that you can use to hire somebody to treat that tree. We're going to be doing that on the part of the city, too, is thinking about what are our best ash trees, the ones that we for sure want to preserve.
Okay, yeah.
I'd like to add just one more thing. When you're planting trees, and the city has done a lot to promote this, but many of us remember when the elm tree had Dutch elm disease come through, and it virtually wiped out most of the elm trees. Then everybody planted ash trees, because they were fast growing and there were no known pests at that time for ash trees. Well, the best advice we can give you is when you're planting trees, do not plant all of one species, plant a variety. Because in our society, our mobile society now, there is not a tree or a shrub that we can plant that there isn't a bug, disease, someplace in this world that can devastate a tree that we are, if we go all one species or one type of plant.
Oh, very good information. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
There, go ahead.
Oh, I would just say we really appreciate people thinking about, you know, taking good care of their trees, whether they're on the boulevard or whether they are in your own yard. Make sure to protect them from mowers, like when you're picking up leaves this fall. Be sure that you're not bashing into the trunk of the tree with your yard equipment, because that's another great way for diseases to get into your tree and really weaken it. And then if we would have another droughty year next year, you can really help your trees by watering them. Even pretty big trees can be helped if, you know, the summer gets hot and dry in July and August and we don't get rain for weeks at an end. So everybody can help in this effort, I guess. And if you're really interested in trees and you want to become either a member of the tree board, or we also have a group of trained volunteers called tree stewards, just let folks at City Hall know, and they can get you in touch with us and we can get you trained up. We need lots of help to get our trees in shape for when this critter gets here.
Okay, yeah.
And one more time, there is currently no bona fide ash borer in Morris nor in Stevens County. So don't panic.
Don't panic. It's not here just yet. But these are the guys that will be able to tell you what and when and what we need to do if and when it does get here. So thank you so much, Morris Tree Board members, Margaret Kuchenreuter and Tom Holm. I really appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.